Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Well, Les, oh, you know what I just realized? He's on his weird Truman stage.
Yeah.
Dude, he's on his weird Truman stage speaking. So he left without taking questions again on his weird Truman stage. Well, I don't get this. This is so weird, right? Do you ever remember a president who, like, built his own little set across the street from the White House and just, like, didn't go there? Never went to the White House? Is there a reason for this? Seriously, I mean, is there? Like, what's the point of this? Kane, any ideas?
Don't have a clue.
Is there something wrong with the Oval Office? Are there ghosts?
I don't know. Like yesterday, I thought there may be stairs to the Oval Office he can't handle. I'm not really sure.
Don't they have elevators in that?
Not sure.
In the White House?
Escalators? I have no idea. No idea.
Yeah, he was on his Truman Show stage. I just think that's weird, man. It's just weird. Left without taking questions. Again. Well. There you have it. He said it was weird because analysts are saying that the fall in unemployment is basically driven by declining labor participation. And there's a number of things that, you know, the reason why we have a declining, we have this decline in labor participation. And yet they're trying to make it like it's a great thing. This is a great thing, guys. And it's weird because everyone was saying, and I wasn't the only person that picked this up. The editor of the Free Beacon even just tweeted this. Small bone to pick. All the news networks said that Biden spoke from the White House when he actually spoke from the fake set the White House built across the street. Why is he on a set? What's wrong with the White House? Right? Let's see how many people get mad at that. This is just weird. Why is he on a weird, kooky little set? And then he's telling you, well, it's okay that we've only created, you know, barely any jobs. It's totally fine. It's just it's a sign of our progress. Everything's going as planned. I wanted to totally destroy everything. It's going as, he goes, jobs are up, wages are up, unemployment's down. That's progress. Oh, my gosh. Do you have this, Kane? Here, I need that in my life. Play it. I need this in my life. I felt this. Play it. Do it.
Wages up, unemployment down.
I just want this bit.
That's progress.
That's it. How is that progress? How is that progress? I'm trying to think of like what other ways I can. Man, let's go Brandon, right? Woo!
Run through the top line numbers for you here, John, because it's a real brain teaser. 194,000 net new jobs added, way less than anybody expected, and less than last month and the worst of the year.
Jeez.
Progress. Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Golly. So he has his own little... Somebody said the set's at a nursing home. For real, though. Like, what is up?
Is the person pulling the strings in the White House? The one that's actually doing all the thinking and decision-making actually in the White House while he's on his set just taking orders?
I don't know. Like, he... Is someone else in the White... Like, if he's on in the nursing home set, then who is in the White House? Kane, I'm going to need my tinfoil. Kane, I'm going to need my tinfoil, man. I just need to keep it over here. It's live radio. It's television magic. Oh, my gosh. Now it's a... So I'm not saying that it's a conspiracy theory. But that's my tinfoil. But I am saying that it's a... I got some conspiracy theories, okay? It's time for conspiracy theory time. It's... What did we call it? Searching out the sus. Is that what you... Searching for the sus. Oh, no, searching for sus. Sorry. I'll get it right at one of these times. Searching for sus. And I'm telling you, you should have that like totally bookmarked. I have questions about this weird little set. I got questions about it.
Give me 5 seconds. I've got it.
I got questions about the set because sometimes it has windows in it. And sometimes, now he just has this Build Back Better. And all it shows, it just shows like weird pictures of stuff. Here's a highway, Build Back Better. Here's a guy that looks like he's at a solar panel. Build Back Better, Environmental Job Corps. Build Back Better. Build Back Better. My friend David Limbaugh said, Biden's speech is like someone beating the hell out of you and then bragging that they just gave you a massage. It's true. It's true. So, if he's there on his fake set, then who is in the White House? Who's in the White House? If he's on this weird set, just asking, why is he on the set? What's wrong with the White House? Is it haunted? Is he in the basement of the White House? Someone said that you have to be elected before they let you in. Someone else said it was at a nursing home. But it is very weird. But he says it's progress. And then he shuffled away behind his set. Where do they take him after he walks off his set? Where do they take him after this? It's just weird, am I right? I don't know what's happening. It's just odd. Okay. I want to get into some of our others, but it's weird. It's a weird thing, man. It's a weird, every time I see it, and it's, and nobody's light looks like that out of the window. First off, nobody's windows are that clean. I think that's sus. If your windows are that clean, there's something wrong with you. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So, a few things here. I was watching this headline yesterday evening. 11 sailors were injured as a U.S. nuclear attack submarine collided with an unknown object in the South China Sea amid rising tensions with Beijing over Taiwan. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. Even though it was in South China Sea and there are rising tensions with Taiwan and it was most likely something to do with China, I'm not going to lie to you. My first thought was water aliens. I was like, ocean aliens. It's what it is, totally. I couldn't help it. It was just like this reflexive thing. I thought it. Anyway, they said the U.S. Pacific Fleet reported on Thursday. Yesterday, USS Connecticut hit an object in the Indo-Pacific region. It was said that the sub's nuclear propulsion system was not damaged, and it was investigating. One report said 11 sailors were injured when the collision with an unknown object. The Navy offered no further details about the submarine's operations because why would they? News of the accident emerged on the same day that it was revealed that troops have been training Taiwanese forces for the past year. I think it's probably longer than the past year. Thursday, the CIA announced a China mission center to focus on the threat from Beijing. It's what they announce and what they don't announce. That's what it's all about. Let's see. Bobby Flay is leaving the Food Network after 27 years. I didn't know he was with them for that long. Bobby Flay. He's getting the Irish goodbye. He's reportedly chopping ties. Apparently, they were going back and forth over finances, et cetera, et cetera. So he's leaving Food Network. Does that mean that there's room for our Frosted Tips profit there? What's his name? He's got a Guy Fieri. Fieri. He's got a restaurant not far from me. I mean, everything's fried, but that's okay because it's really the only way to kind of prepare food sometimes. All right. So Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He literally used the latest sexual identities acronym and it's made up of 11 characters. Guys, he tweeted this on October 5th. He said people across the country are lighting candles to honor Indigenous women, girls, and now here we go, 2SLGBTQQIA+. Why are there two Qs? I'm going to just interrupt myself. Can I come back to this? Because I feel like...
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I feel like I needed to have a discussion about why there's two Qs. So anyway, there's 11, and he actually officially used it. So there we have it. We also told you that the Senate voted to pass that temporary debt ceiling increase, essentially. They passed that. It was late last night. We're going to have more information coming up on that. Also, this Guilford GOP school board manager says that helping children of color feel like they belong. They said that it, now this is the not the way to talk about this stuff, said that helping children of color feel like they belong hurts white kids. Okay, this is not, no, be quiet, stop. That's not, there's, by the way, there's, interestingly enough, there's this huge debate on gifted programs because now Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's on her, decided they've announced that they're cutting all gifted programs in New York City schools. All gifted programs, and apparently the reason why is because it promotes privilege. We're going to talk about this because that's not at all like the purpose of any of that. So we're going to have that conversation here. But you had to know that headline. That's pretty unbelievable. Also, there is DHS reviewing agency failures that led to a surprise surge of Haitian migrants at the border. They knew, they just didn't do anything about it, according to NBC. We kind of knew that as well. That's, you know, not everything. Diaper shortage hits the United States amid the COVID pandemic and supply chain issues. Many American families are having a hard time finding diapers for their babies. One in three American families are in need of the diapers. This is a big thing. Buy diapers, I guess. Well, maybe don't do that. Maybe don't do that. Are they going to start like rationing those out? Like some people's kids eat a lot. Like I just feel like I have to say that. So now it's affecting the diapers. I'm going to tell you what. You're going to see like new parents with newborns. You're never going to feel a rage like that. Actually, they're going to be really way too tired. But when they do have the energy, you're not going to feel a rage like that. So they need to get this solved. So Sarah Silverman is kind of I think she's a moron. She is so ridiculous. She's tried coming at me before and she's was not successful. And in fact, she had to like correct a lot of the stuff she said. So don't come at me. Best not miss. Tony Shalhoub got into it with her. Now, Tony Shalhoub played. What was that show? Monk? Yeah, that show. So she got mad because they cast a Catholic actress named Catherine Hahn to play Joan Rivers in a film about Joan Rivers. I kind of have a feeling that Joan Rivers would not care. She'd probably say as long as she like the actress has like a good rack or something like that, and that's probably be the only thing she'd say. Like, it's Joan Rivers. I mean, people who think that Joan Rivers is going to be offended over anything, like, you know, God rest her soul, have never. I love Joan Rivers because she never GAF. She didn't care. She was not going to get into all the cancel culture stuff. In fact, she was like railing against it before she passed. So Silverman said she, because Shalhoub, who is Lebanese, he got mad at Silverman over this and said, what, are only mafia members allowed to play mobsters? That's like a stupid tack to take for Silverman. Like, didn't she get in trouble a whole bunch for some of the stuff she's done before? But I just don't think that Joan Rivers would be upset. But Silverman had said that a Gentile playing Joan Rivers correctly would be, she said, and the phrase that she used was quote unquote Jew face. That's what she said. And I'm just like, what? What? She says, that's what it is. And she said, especially when representation matters. Is she having like career problems or something, Sarah Silverman? Because usually this is what happens when people have career problems and they play this card. So Tony Shalhoub took her to the woodshed And he slammed her characterization. And he said, our mafia members are only mafia members allowed to play mobsters. And he says, I think any actors can play whatever they want because it's acting. He's like, we're actors. We're trained to not play yourself, to play characters. And he goes, so it's troubling to me that they're limiting actors. Duh, it's called acting. Oh my gosh. Who is it that has one of the best bits? I cannot say any of it. Bill, oh my gosh. He had a great stand-up about this. Oh my gosh. I can't even believe I can't think of his name. What? Thank you for the love.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, Bill Burr.
Bill Burr has a whole thing about this because remember they came at the guy who was in Breaking Bad,
yeah.
The Malcolm in the Middle dad who went into Breaking Bad to sell meth,
yeah.
Right? Meth. And he played a guy in a movie with Kevin Hart and he was a guy in a wheelchair. He was a paraplegic. And apparently everybody got mad. And I don't even want to play Bill Burr's skit on this. It is, look. There are no sacred cows in comedy, okay? If you think there should be, you are part of the problem. But he did this whole thing where he was like, you know, they went at this actor because he wasn't actually paraplegic and he was playing a paraplegic. He's like, it's called acting. He's like, what are they going to do? Like, how did you prepare for this role? I mean, I can't even. I can't even get into it. But it's called acting. There are some people who are good actors. There are also some people who, if you see their name, now be real with me, you go to see a movie, and if you, like, say you're going to see an action movie, right? Say that you're going to go see, like, a spy movie or whatever. Are you going to go see a movie with an actor who you don't really know because it's all about representation more than anything else? I mean, forget the fact that it's a fake story and a fake character and all this other stuff. Somebody whose name you don't know, are you going to go and spend 2 hours, maybe plus, of your life watching this person act in a film? Or are you going to go with a tried and true name that you know, and you know they're a good actor, and you know they're going to deliver solidly on a character and a story? Because if you lie about picking number two, then you're a lying liar who lies. That's all there is to it. Nobody's going to do it. It's just so dumb. Stop it. This is so ridiculous. Who cares? Is she a good actress? That's what matters. Gosh, this is like so antithetical to what Joan Rivers would do. Joan Rivers would tell you to shut up in a totally unflattering way. It doesn't matter. Actors are actors. Okay, so now the Salvation Army is doing wokery. Yeah, Salvation Army is into the wokery. I love the Salvation Army. When we lived in St. Louis, always happy to help with the Red Kettle, all of that stuff. And when I homeschooled my kids when we lived in St. Louis, we were part of a co-op where the Salvation Army was really sweet and we got to use their facilities for like gym class and science labs. It was awesome. And we were more than happy to help out with their charitable stuff. And it was just great for the kids and they do so much great work. So now apparently they've begun to promote political and racial ideologies under the banner of their International Social Justice Commission. And they have the leader of this, the general and international leader of the Salvation Army, because it was started in Britain and it's a basically Christian outreach, Christian charity, but it's designed and structured like the military, right? With hierarchy and all that. And so they have an initiative called Let's Talk About Racism, et cetera, et cetera. Now the guy's a Canadian. And he says they've got to overcome the damage racism has inflicted on the world. Let's talk about it, blah, blah, blah. And I was talking to someone for my separate hour of programming for the first, Christian Watson. He's a great podcaster and super nice guy. And his family works with the Salvation Army. They call themselves Salvationists. They work with the Salvation Army. His grandmother worked with them. Some of his other family members still do. And they said that they're sharing this stuff through emails and videos and presentations and all this stuff. And it's like the Be Less White program with Coca-Cola. And the problem with all of this stuff, because it's all CRT, it's all that theory. Here's the problem with it. So Christian principle, and this is why America is so cool, because it's kind of, well, supposed to operate by the same principle. So this is implementing something like this is antithetical to faith. And here's why, because you're not supposed to center yourself around your ethnicity or even your sex. That's not what you center yourself around. Are you a child of God? Are you a member of the kingdom? That's it. That is your first and only identity. That's the only identity that matters. That's it. So pushing all of this other division is antithetical to the identity that you are told over and over in New Testament to embrace. And that's a problem. I see it happening a lot in churches too. And then you have that CRT, that Gnosticism that our friend Vodi Bakum talks about, where it's like you can't know a true experience unless you are that experience, he takes issue with that as well as I do. And then, of course, we can't forget, I know we got a movement, but Justin Trudeau's sexual identities acronym. He tweeted that people across the country are lighting candles to honor blah, 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 2SLGBTQQIA. What is that? It's 11 letters. Did he like accidentally butt type? What happened? You know what I mean? What? So it's...
It's my router password.
It's a password. 2SLGBTQQIA+. I would just think that one Q is needed, right? Well. So wait a minute. This is what it stands for. Are you ready? So 2SLGBTQQIA+ stands for Two Spirit, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer, Questioning, Intersex, Asexual, and All Other Sexual Orientations and Genders. Two Spirit refers to a person who identifies as having both a masculine and feminine spirit. One of the main benefits of a mortgage refinance is that it frees up cash, so you have extra money to put towards your savings, home improvements, or anything else that you need. It can make a significant impact on your future and your daily life. That's why I recommend getting a free mortgage review from American Financing, America's home for home loans. Because at American Financing, their expert mortgage consultants keep things straightforward and focused on you. It's just a simple conversation around which loan program may be a better fit. Because interest rates remain near all-time lows, and chances are you can benefit from a mortgage refinance, so why not call them to learn more? It's really a no-pressure, no-obligation experience, and you may be able to postpone two mortgage payments. Call 866-574-2500. That's 866-574-2500. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS number 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, and don't forget about Florida Woman, too. This comes by way of CBS Channel 12. A shirtless Florida woman tried to rob stores with body spray. Bonita Springs, Florida. Investigators say that a shirtless woman armed with body spray tried to rob two stores in Florida. She did not succeed. The Lee County Sheriff's Office arrested 53-year-old Laurie Oakes on a robbery charge. On Monday, deputies said that Oakes drove up to a McDonald's drive-thru in Bonita Springs, pulled out a bottle of body spray perfume, and tried to rob the place. The worker closed the drive-thru window, and Oakes left without any cash. Because that's all it took, said the sheriff's office. 15 minutes later, she tried to rob a nearby Circle K. Shirtless, armed with that same bottle of body spray. But she was, again, unsuccessful. And by shirtless, we mean she pulled her blue shirt over her head and then walked around with the body spray. They executed a search warrant at her home where they found the body spray and the clothing that she had at the time of the robbery attempts. So don't be Laurie Oakes. Clearly, is she on, like, some, I don't know. Let's see. Florida man attacked his sister and bit a cop after someone touched his cigar. Actually a cigar, not anything else. Suspect also tried to tip over a refrigerator and threw food, say Pinellas Park police. The man, 23-year-old Brian Keith Harrington, he got mad because he thought his sister's boyfriend had either moved or smoked one of his cigars. So he attacked the boyfriend, shoved his sister and other relatives, and they tried to calm him down. He went to the refrigerator and threw ketchup, a half gallon of juice, and other food containers at his sister. The sister's boyfriend declined to press charges. He remains in jail with bail set at $10,150. Don't touch that man's cigar.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.